Oasis Audio presents The Mystery of the Lost Mine by Gertrude Chandler Warner. Read for you by Tim Gregory. Chapter 1. The New Boxcar. "Turn left," said Henry Alden. Leaning forward from the passenger seat, he pointed at a graveled road. "RV Haven should be about 2 miles down this road."
"Roger,"
said Grandfather as he steered the big mobile home off the main highway. Benny looked up from the map Henry had given him to fold. He sat on the bench seat behind his big brother.
"Roger,"
he repeated.
"Henry's name isn't Roger."
Grandfather laughed.
"That's navigator talk. Henry has been an excellent one since we left Greenfield."
"What's a nav-"
6-year-old Benny began.
"A direction finder,"
answered Jessie, who was 12, from the opposite bench. She was used to her little brother's questions. She glanced around the kitchenette.
"Since we're almost there, we'd better straighten up." "I'll put my drawings away,"
offered Violet. She packed up her tablet and pens and stowed them in the cubby beneath the kitchen table. 10-year-old Violet Alden loved to draw.
"Are there any more sandwiches?"
asked Benny. He was always hungry. Jessie wiped crumbs from the counter.
"No, Benny. I just cleaned the kitchen."
"We'll be there in 10 minutes, Grandfather told Benny, glancing in the rearview mirror. "And then we can have dinner in the restaurant."
Violet joined Jessie on the bench behind the driver's seat.
"The campground has a restaurant?"
she asked. Most of the campgrounds across the country had only trailer hookups for power. Violet, Jessie, and Henry had taken turns fixing light meals. "This place is supposed to have everything," said Henry, who was 14. "A pool? A recreation center? Riding stables nearby?"
"RV Haven is like a little town, right in the Arizona desert," Grandfather added.
8 minutes!
Called out Benny.
"And then we'd better be there."
Everyone laughed. Violet gazed out the big picture window at the passing scenery of cactus and rocks. She couldn't wait to take pictures with the camera Grandfather had given her. For a 10-year-old, she was a pretty good artist and photographer. At last, the RV lumbered under a tall wooden arch with RV Haven spelled out in horseshoes.
"We're here!"
exclaimed Jessie. She clung to the back of Benny's seat. Grandfather pulled the mobile home in front of a small wooden building marked Office.
"I'll be right back," he said, opening the door. "I have to sign in and find out where we can park the RV."
5 minutes,
Benny sang after him. But he didn't care if Grandfather took an extra minute or two. After more than a week on the road, they had finally reached their destination.
"I can't believe we're here," Henry said, echoing Benny's thought. "It seems like a month since we left Greenfield."
"And started west in Mr. McRae's RV," Jessie filled in.
Gerald McRae and Grandfather had been friends forever. When Grandfather offered to help work on Mr. McRae's cabin in Arizona, Mr. McRae asked Mr. Alden to drive his RV out.
"Aren't you glad Grandfather thought we should come along on this trip?"
Henry asked.
"I'm glad he did,"
said Violet.
"We've seen practically the whole country."
"The RV is neat,"
Benny put in. He jumped out of his seat and ran around the kitchenette. Then he stopped for a moment.
"What does RV stand for, anyway?"
"It stands for Recreational Vehicle," said Jessie.
The RV was truly a miniature house on wheels. Benches behind the driver's and passenger seats folded down into bunk beds. The dining table stood between the benches. The kitchenette was outfitted with a tiny sink, refrigerator, and stove. Behind the kitchen was a sitting area with comfortable chairs. At the very back were the bathroom with a shower and a small separate bedroom.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?